Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We're diving in this hour to the data crisis with Facebook and Cambridge Analytica. We just had a conversation with Joseph Bottom from Dakota State University. Now, joining me in the studios in Vermilion, we have SDPB's Kent Osborne. He's the host of Tech Radio. You'll hear him on a Friday at noon this week, and I'm guessing you're probably going to be talking about this, Kent, right?
Well, we will on our next show, absolutely. We'll be a week down the line, which will help. I mean, we still don't know where this is at in the Equifax to smart speaker range of privacy things.
Right.
So, I don't know. Is it a 3-alarm fire? Is it a 10-alarm fire?
Right.
Is it a nothing burger? I don't know.
Also with us, SDPB social media specialist Heather Benson. Hey, Heather, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Lori.
All right, I want to start with you, Kent, because this is sort of the world that you swim in every single day. And as you listen to Dr. Joseph Bottom, as you've sort of researched this on your own and heard what people are talking about, what are the things that stand out to you? What's primary in this conversation for focus?
Well, I don't have any friends that I've seen running around with their hair on fire. I haven't seen a bunch of people on my news feed saying, how do I delete my account today? I've seen instances of people doing this. There's certainly a trend to do that amongst some folks, but not my friends, not locally. I mean, if we're talking hyper-locally, where I live and in the state I live in, there's a lot of Facebook users around. Mm-hmm. And we, myself and others included, use Facebook for a lot of things. From keeping track of the events I need to go to promoting fundraisers and, selling things. The rummage sales have gone from weekend events to all week long around here.
Right.
There's some of the more popular sites that I'm involved in. So I think there's vigilance. We need to review our privacy settings. You've heard it time and time and time again. Facebook's trying to make that easier. They're also trying to make things, I think if you remember just a year back, Zuckerberg was in front of some graduates and said, we want to make our product better. We want to make the global good, bring the communities together and do things. And so, this is obviously taking his eyes mm-hmm. off the ball, and we'll see if it's going to take a lot longer to advance the ball now. But don't despair. We don't know the full crux of this yet. The FCC just launched an investigation this morning in Facebook. They say there's substantial damage to customers' privacy, which is, of course, bad. Mm-hmm. But who hasn't been through some substantial damage to your customers' privacy in the last couple of years?
Right.
So we'll have to see where it all shakes down.
But is that okay? That we are, becoming numb to the fact that there's a substantial damage to your customer privacy?
No, it's not okay. And I'm okay with folks sharing my data as long as I'm sort of anonymized in the whole situation. Mm-hmm. A lot of times from my cell phone company right on down to I'm not sure where else, they will share customer data, but they take my name off of it or they take off the part that mm-hmm. takes it right back to me personally. I understand it takes a lot of money to keep these companies in business. And that's that part of it's okay with me. Of course, sharing my personal data or using my own data sort of against me or with me to promote another cause is mm-hmm. is obviously very troubling to me.
Yeah.
And that's part of my daily experience with Facebook as well. I see these articles, I'll just use the air quotes, and they're on articles that are being forwarded from my friends even as late as this morning, that I have to say, what's the purpose behind this?
Right.
Is this to try to influence my opinion on something, or is this to try to keep America more divided?
Hmm.
There's some bad stuff floating around out there.
Right.
And you just have to be very judicious about what you're going to forward on. Because I'm assuming.
But this, before we move on to Heather, I want to bring her in the conversation here in just a second. But
sure.
This is also a scenario where your friends sort of offered up your data in a way, like giving you contact, giving the app that they downloaded access to their friends and family list.
Yeah.
And so therefore, that, you know, if I'm your friend and you did this, I didn't have a choice.
Yeah, I made a purposeful attempt years ago to say, okay, not everybody can see what I post. It's going to be friends and friends of friends.
Right.
And that's still pretty loose or pretty liberal in where it gets out, because I've got some friends that don't do such a good job of maybe being selective into who they follow, and mm-hmm. you know, they'll just follow anybody.
Right. Heather, let's bring you into the conversation. Social media is your entire profession, so you're digging into the research on a daily basis, trying to figure out what's new. What stands out to you about this? And then we want to make sure we move on to what people can do and take action. But give me overall what your initial thoughts are.
Well, the two parts that really stand out are the word consent. At what point did we or did we not consent to the things that have happened, mm-hmm. both of what's been in the news and what we might not even know about yet? And that comes back to personal responsibility. We all have that tendency when we log into something, we go to a new website, and it says, here's some terms and conditions. They're 8 pages long, but if you just click this little box and hit accept, you've accepted them. That's mm-hmm. consent. We have may or may not have read them. I guess 9 out of 10 people never, ever read all 18 pages.
That's junk consent, don't you think? If you give me 18 pages to read before I can, you know, register my kid for swimming lessons or something, I mean, I'm not, right?
Well, that's a personal responsibility issue.
At some point, it becomes a manipulative consent.
It depends how you look at it. If there is a lot of detail to consenting to what you're consenting, and there has to be 18 pages, is there sometimes extra legalese that we don't need in there? Right. But at some point, we did make a choice not to read that. And if you chose not to read that, then it comes back to personal responsibility. Where does that line get drawn? And that's what I'm making a point about, is where have they asked for consent and we gave it mm-hmm. to them? And what point do we need to take responsibility for what we did? And finding that balance is, I think, what we're going to find out in the next few months,
right.
is how do we make that work for both the companies who need you to consent to many things,
right.
and the fact that I don't have time with a 5-year-old running around the house to read 18 pages to just log into this app.
English is not my first language, or I can't read very well, or this whole thing confused. I mean, you know, I'm a reader and, you know, fairly articulate in the world of language, and sometimes I get lost in those. There are many people who aren't that good at sorting through that stuff. They get frustrated.
Absolutely. And like this FTC investigation that was mm-hmm. opened just a few hours ago, that was made public, is for their consent decree. So did people really consent?
Right. Mm-hmm.
If the reason Facebook's stock took an even bigger plunge this morning when that was announced was the max fine on that is $40,000 per violation. So if you think of the billions of users, or just the millions yeah. here in the U.S., this could get really ugly really fast.
Right.
And they're going to answer that question. That's what this balance of personal responsibility and making consent possible mm-hmm. is what we're going to go and find out if it happened, if it's fair, if we can fix it.
All right. So are you guys going in today to check your, have you already done this? Is this something you did a long time ago to look at, you know, the deep background of your own Facebook account?
It's
to see
something
what
I've already done. I did it a long time ago and I did it again today.
All right. So
you have to, it's a moving target. It changes. And so it's again, our responsibility to, it wasn't just because I was coming on the show today. Maybe it was.
Right.
I don't know. Heather challenged me today. She sent me a link that I needed to click on and some other things. And so I did. So, I did go in and just sort of review everything because I don't remember.
Did you find any surprises?
No. Yeah. I was not surprised to learn that I was not on the list with the research company of
Internet Research Agency,
yeah.
which is the part of the congressional investigation. You can actually go in and check if you ever followed or interacted with any of those pages.
Okay. So start from the beginning, Feather.
So
Heather, Facebook Feather, tell us where to begin, what we should be doing.
The first thing that everyone just needs to accept is that if you're going to be on social media, and I don't care if it's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, is you need to be proactive. You can't sit back and wait for a headline to come hit you upside the head. If you're going to choose to be a part of these social media accounts, then you need to choose to take ownership of your information. Some sites are easier than others for accessing what they know about you and what you can change. Mm-hmm. And you need to go out and figure out what you can do. Facebook is easy and not easy. In my opinion, they make it a little bit sneaky. If you go to either on your phone or on your computer, it always wants to take you to privacy shortcuts. Makes it seem like, oh, that's all I need to know. I'll just click on these three, four things they offer me, and I've got myself covered. That doesn't even begin to dip your toe in the water of what you can shut down and make your page much more private from advertisers, from Facebook itself, from your friends, mm-hmm. from the public. So what everyone needs to go in to do is go into your actual Facebook settings. On your computer, it's going to be in your upper right corner. On your phone, it's going to be in the lower right corner. And don't go to privacy shortcuts. Go to the full-fledged, big old one called settings.
All right.
And the two big things that you need to look at that most people probably haven't adjusted are apps. This is the whole Cambridge Analytica mess. If you go into the section that says apps, that'll be the left side on your PC, or just keep scrolling down on your phone. The first thing you need to look at is, what are you logged in on Facebook? And this could be a whole mess of things. I saw somebody who logged in who considered themselves pretty Facebook and tech savvy. They found out they were in 236 apps. Had constant access to some amount of their information.
Right, now I have seven. I'm following along. I have seven. Hey, I don't even know who some of them are.
Exactly.
Oh, those are the ones you get away from first.
Okay. So you have two options in there. You can edit what they know about you. So if you hit the edit button, it'll show what they're accessing. It might be just your birthday. It might be your friends list. It might be a whole host of information. And these are those situations where you took a quiz or played a game, mm-hmm. or even like you can use Facebook to open your Pinterest account. And it's going to do that little pop-up. You're allowing Pinterest or, Go Games to have access to blah, 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 blah. Did you read it? Did you understand it? Did they want you to read it or understand it? But you said yes. Mm-hmm. And now it's going to show up there. So you have the opportunity to edit that and change what they can see, or you can simply delete it. In most cases, it's going to be just fine to delete it. Unless you are using your Facebook account, your login info, to open Pinterest, that they're associated, mm-hmm. you're not probably going to hurt anything. Even if you are, it's just going to mean next time you go into Pinterest, you're going to have to add some additional login info so it's not interconnected with your Facebook account.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can go look at apps that others use. So this comes back to Cambridge Analytica again. So are you allowing when your friends use an app, are they able to access any of your stuff?
Right. I want to go back for a minute, because one of the apps that shows up, it says here that this app can post on my behalf. What the heck does that mean?
How did
it get there? Because I've never heard of it.
So if you took a quiz, and sometimes those are going to have weird
big quiz person.
Even if it was 8 years ago.
Okay.
Or you filled out a form or something.
Mm-hmm.
Usually at the end of those, it'll give you a choice. And so that's when I try to see what Sesame Street character I was.
Okay.
And it automatically posts that Heather is Gonzo.
Uh-huh.
That's when it's posting on your behalf.
Would I have seen what those were?
Theoretically, yes. You would have had to have actively engaged at one point.
So I can just remove this app.
That's what I would do.
And it's all gone. Okay.
On apps that others use, you may have stuff there. It's going to say what you're willing to share. So everything mm-hmm. from your bio, your birthday, your family and relationships, your religious and political views, if you're online at that current point. I unchecked all of them. I don't want my friends or anything that I'm not actively engaging in to be able to access that.
Mine says disabled.
Yep. Once you undo all of them, it'll just say disabled.
Okay.
And that's not going to hurt anyone's ability to be your friend on Facebook.
Sure.
If another thing on there is the old versions of Facebook for mobile. And so if you had Facebook on an old app somewhere, for privacy, you might as well set that to only me.
Right.
It's, again, something you don't currently have control of, so why have it out there interacting with the world? So if you go back, then you get out of apps. The next one that can give you a lot more control over who sees your info is ad preferences. Okay. This can be a fascinating look into what Facebook sees of you. Your very first thing you'll see is your interests. If you go to see all your interests, you're going to see a little bit of how Facebook's profiled you, which can be fascinating.
Okay, so this is, again, in account settings?
Yep.
Okay.
Ad preferences. And then
keep
topics.
Going without me. I'm almost there. Okay.
Yep. So I'll just say I learned something okay. today, and that is that Facebook sees my ad topics as alcohol, family, or parenting and pets.
Oh,
alcohol,
nice.
Parenting and pets. And you know, and I can shut those off.
Yes.
So I can say I don't want to see any more pets,
right.
Or I don't want to see any more parenting, or you don't want to see any more alcohol, or whatever. You can go in and shut those down, but just know that you know. If you don't tell them something, a little bit of something you want to right. see ads about, then you're going to get everything.
Right. Okay. So mine is family. Yep. That's my first one. Where'd that come from?
Well, the big thing is to go below there where you're going to see advertisers you've interacted okay. with, your information, ad settings, and hide ad topics. The first thing I would go into is your information. So I work on the flip side of this. I'm in marketing. I'm an advertiser. I'm trying to reach out to people who love SDPB. And I use some of this information to help me. Mm-hmm. Now, if you choose to opt out of these, that just takes you out of that pool when I say I'm looking for all the people who work for SDPB that are in Vermilion. So right. you see there's an employer and job title on there. So one thing I will say is you can't escape ads entirely on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I personally left my interested in for this reason. If I'm going to be forced to look at ads, it would be great. If they were at least somewhat pertinent and I wasn't getting Joseph Bottoms incontinence ads.
They're not his incontinence ads. He said if you were searching. Yes.
But I figure if I'm going to be forced to look at ads and they know that I clicked on,
I might as well see the
thing
ones
about,
that I might
yes.
be interested in. Okay.
You can also change your ad settings. If you go into ad settings, you're going to have options like ads based on my use of websites and apps. Joseph Bottom brought this up. When you go on Amazon to look at a book,
mm-hmm.
you'll usually see that book pop up on your news feed as something you'd like to buy. You can say no, 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 no to all these things. Take the time to read through it. Think about what you want to see. I personally don't want, when I go Google search for something or I go on Amazon and buy something, I don't particularly, it gives you that creepy heebie-jeebie feeling.
Right, right.
But I mostly just advise everyone, you need to take the time to go through these, read through mm-hmm. them, make some personal decisions about what's important to you, and then go back into settings. In all of these settings, there are dozens of things. So face recognition is another one that's available in your settings. Do you want Facebook to be able to recognize you in photos and videos? I choose no. Mm-hmm. I find that a little creepy that you post a photo of me, Lori, and Facebook's like, hey, is that Heather Benson?
Mm-hmm.
And you can say yes, and then have...
I had said, okay, I want to know when people are taking pictures of me and posting right. it on social media.
But go through and take the time, and not right. just on Facebook. Do it on Twitter. Do it on Instagram. Do it on Pinterest. They'll all have varying levels of what you can and cannot do. But take ownership of your information as much as you can. We may not always understand what we consent to, but mm-hmm. if we have tools where we can take more control, we should. It's our responsibility to go out there. I'd go drive in a car. Before I go on that road, I have to know the laws. I have to know how to drive my car. I have to know what all the buttons mean before I'm driving down the interstate. I could choose to stay home and
but
be afraid.
But the speed limit needs to be posted
yes.
so that you know what you need to follow. So there's a balance.
So right. go out there, just do it safely and know what you're getting into.
All right. We're going to leave it there. Tune in on every other Friday for Tech Radio with Kent Osborne for more conversations like this with the regular cast of experts that you have as well. So thank you for both for being here. We appreciate your time.
Enjoyed it. Thank you.